Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you from the Mercedes-Benz Man Cave. Got a great third hour of the show for you as we're going to be joined by Robert Smith, a colleague, a former NFL star running back, and of course, Fox NFL analyst and Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs. Extraordinary is one test drive away. Learn more at MBUSA.com. So Rob, look, by now we look at these, at the records of NFL teams. And I'd be the first to tell you, I think the Eagles are really, really good, but I think their record is greatly inflated by the fact that they've played a bizarrely bad schedule, right? Considering they made the playoffs last year, things have just worked out to where they played a bizarrely bad schedule. But they have the best record. They're 13-2. Cowboys are 11-4. Vikings are 12-3. You got the Buccaneers who are hanging on for dear life for the lead in the NFC South. You got the Niners. Somehow the Seahawks are 7-8. I think that's more of how bad the rest of the division is. Bills are 12-3. Bengals are 11-4. Ravens are 10-5. The Chiefs are 12-3. The Chargers are now 9-6. Who's the team that you believe in the least in the NFL? Who's the phony, for lack of a better word?
The Dallas Cowboys. I always believe that when the time comes and the moment's there, that they will find a way not to make it happen. We saw some losses this year where you just shook your head. You remember the loss in Green Bay? I think the franchise had never lost a game where they're up by 14 going into the fourth quarter. They lost that game. What was the other game off the top of my head that I'm missing?
Lost to the Jaguars.
The Jaguars, that game, they were up 17 or whatever it was, or something like that, in another situation where they should have been able to win that game. I don't know. I mean, we've seen the Cowboys, and they haven't made a trip to the NFC Championship game in 26 years. They've had talented teams. They've won. Last year, they led the league in scoring. And if you go back to that playoff game against the 49ers, 49ers win that game in Dallas, and Jimmy G doesn't even throw a touchdown. Like, their offense was abysmal. And you have Dak Prescott there, who, you know, I think is a good quarterback, not an elite quarterback. And it always seems like if he throws the ball too much, or you depend on him, Doug, throwing the ball too much, it's going to wind up in the other team's hand, and you'll probably wind up losing. So I think so it's the Cowboys.
You have more faith in the Vikings than you do the Cowboys.
No, it's just that I don't have any faith in the Cowboys. I have very little faith, in the Vikings as well. But I'm not I've seen the act. I've seen the movie. How many times have you seen the Cowboys? I don't, until they prove to me that they can get it done and win a big game, I'm not buying them.
Okay. I think most people would say the Vikings, and it's really interesting because Kirk Cousins has won a road playoff game, right? They went down a couple years ago and beat New Orleans in New Orleans. And he's got an exceptional team in terms of the surrounding skill position talent.
Except for their defense is god-awful, and that's why you can't believe in them.
Correct. I mean, between Cousins and their defense, I think the Vikings are the team that I believe in the least. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, we'll see who plays and how much they play. But you look at the Packers and how they close up the season, their chance to get to the playoffs at 7-8 is they got to win their last two. Their last two are Vikings this weekend at home in the cold. So we'll see, you know, dome team, how they play. And remember, that's a Vikings team that whooped them to start the year. That was the first game of the year, whooped them.
And for the Packers this time around, Doug, I don't know. The last 3 years, they've won 13 games. Looked like the road to the Super Bowl was all theirs. Maybe this is the way they got to do it. When they won the Super Bowl in, what was that, the 2010 season into 2011 or whatever, they were a wild card. Aaron Rodgers wasn't a Pro Bowl quarterback, wasn't a All-Pro or Pro Bowl quarterback. They were 10-6. They had to go on the road throughout the whole thing, you know, nobody expects anything from them this year. Their defense has been disappointing. It was supposed to be a strength. They had the running game wasn't as good as it had been in the last couple of years when they were piling up all the wins. Aaron Rodgers hasn't played nearly as well. His interceptions is probably the thing that's, you know, the most shocking. I think he had 3 interceptions against the Lions, 2 in the end zone, like un-Aaron Rodgers like. And who knows? Maybe this is their path in, and maybe they go and they and things finally get to where some people might have thought this team would be. So the Packers, to me, are, as most people have written them off, they're frauds. If they get to the playoffs, they're losing the first round. I'm not so convinced of that.
I like a lot of parts about their team. I don't love their defense and their inability to stop the run, especially in the NFC, right? Like, if you can't beat the Eagles or the Cowboys or the Niners if you can't stop the run. I like how the offense has evolved, how it's a run-first offense, and the two rookie wide receivers are coming into their own. They're still a tight end away.
Right.
But I definitely think it's trending in the right. But I also believe that you're right. They're not frauds only because most people don't believe in them. I don't know if people believe in the Vikings. I think more people obviously believe in the Cowboys, and so your argument is probably the right one, considering who's the team that people believe in the most, that you believe in the least, and seeing as you have no faith in the Cowboys, there in fact is your answer. It's a pretty simple answer.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, what do you like? Do you agree with me on the Dak? I mean, I just think when the Cowboys were really good, they ran the football first.
No doubt. I don't love Dak. I've never thought Dak's an elite quarterback. On the other hand, Micah Parsons is an elite player. I think he makes up for a lot of things defensively. I mean, just because Swiss Army knife and the dude just makes plays, I think that changes them some. And I do think that not biting the apple and signing T.Y. Hilton instead of Odell Beckham Jr. That's a smart football move.
Finally. Like the
No, they made some smart football moves.
But that move right there was, they courted him publicly is what I meant, Doug. And I meant how they were like, oh, they were just wooing him and everybody wants him. And hey, they're tweeting out stuff. And they finally came to, he's not ready. He can't help you. Having his name doesn't mean anything. And that's what I meant, is that sure, they wanted him, but they realized he's not ready.
No. Hey, listen, you and I agree. It actually was a great move and a big move for the Cowboys to do the right football thing, regardless of how it looked in the paper or how it made Odell Beckham Jr. feel or any of that stuff. That's a departure from the reputation that the Cowboys have. But it is a really smart move. And it paid off, obviously, in the first week. Which is a good sign. I think they're close. I mean, like, let's be honest. I think the Niners have a better roster, but Brock Purdy, we have no idea what he's going to look like if they get behind in the playoffs.
And the Eagles, that's what scares me. I'm with you on that. I know people think there's no difference, and you could just plug anybody in, and he'll be able to make a run. No, you don't know that until you get there and you're down and there's a mistake and you're down 10 points, and then everything changes.
Well, I also think, look, there's some benefit to being young, to being inexperienced, that you just don't know any better. Hey, you don't know you're not supposed to come in here and win. You're not, you don't know you're not supposed to, you know, perform this way. On the other hand, if we take the Jalen Hurts experience from last year, and I think you probably see some of this when he returns in the playoffs, is the more people get a book on you, right, the harder it becomes. That's what's happened in Miami to some extent, is they get a book on Tua, make him make those throws outside the numbers, you know, everybody's, and challenging wide receivers and making him throw tight window throws down the field and pressuring him because he can't run it. That's kind of exposed him some. So I do think that there's some of it is the adjustments to it. And I think there'll be adjustments to Brock Purdy. There'll be adjustments to Jalen Hurts in the playoffs as well. But that's the question, right? We have no idea how Jalen Hurts will play in the playoffs. He was bad last year. He's a better player this year, surrounded with a better cast. We don't know how that works. And we don't know if they'll have Lane Johnson, and their defense hasn't been particularly good. So the point is that while I agree with you on some level, the Cowboys have the biggest fan base, and you don't think they're nearly as good as a record would deem them to be. And I'm not sure I disagree with you. I will point out that it's not like it's a perfect field from the NFC.
Oh, no, no, no.
And as much as you can have questions about Dak has actually been far more successful for longer than Philadelphia's quarterback, San Francisco's quarterback. His success is similar in many ways to that of Kirk Cousins, right? So Aaron Rodgers is the only guy in the NFC with a better resume who's going to have a chance to beat them in the playoffs.
Yeah. Only thing is, Dak, you know, that interception ball is out there, and he had been struggling prior to this last game. I can't remember if it was 11 interceptions. He had lead, right, 11 interceptions in 9 games or whatever it was. He just throwing a lot of picks, and that's what you're afraid of with him. So I remember when – do you remember when Tony Dungy got some heat? When Dak Prescott got, I think that is the number, but when Dak got hurt, and Tony said, this was not, you know, last year, and said that the comment was something like, it could be a blessing in disguise. And people thought, wow, you know, saying, you know, you want the guy hurt or whatever. And he didn't mean it like that. He meant that they need to get back to running the football first. And then, you know what I mean? You need a quarterback to make those plays and make those throws that you need, Doug, in order to move the chains, to keep the game moving or whatever. You need a first down, but that it should be running first. And I think that's where the Cowboys, if they are going to win, it will not be on the back or the heels of Dak Prescott. It'll be on Pollard, and if Ezekiel can muster up those yards and the defense play well. I think that's how the Cowboys win.
They do have CeeDee Lamb. I mean, it's not like they're devoid of talent. I mean, they got CeeDee Lamb's pretty special dude. But yes, it has to be balanced. And I think Dak needs to run it more. You know, he's been banged up, but that's a big old dude who has, you know, he cut his teeth in the SEC originally more running the football, and he made himself into more of a pocket passer. So obviously you agree there. Robert Smith's going to join us upcoming next. We'll dive into the NFC. He's obviously former Viking. He's seen the Vikings. What's his level of faith in them? What's his level of faith in the Cowboys? And if he was going to fix the Broncos, how would he do it? We'll discuss next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Happy New Year to you. Doug Gottlieb, Rob Parker, and for Dan Danette's Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Doug.
Yes?
How was the holiday? We didn't get to really chat a little bit. Was the holiday good for you?
It was good.
Yeah?
Good.
Anything special or no?
Nope.
Yeah, mine was pretty quiet. You know, when you're divorced, no kids, the holidays are, you know, I got family mostly in New York and stuff, but pretty quiet. I kind of enjoyed having the downtime.
I'll tell you what I really liked was, can we arrange for Christmas to be on Sunday every year? Like the having Christmas Eve game, like just having NFL wall-to-wall football, that was great. There's college hoops on, there's NBA hoops on.
Oh, there was a lot, yeah.
That was good. The midweek thing kind of screws it all up. Like this deal, like everybody got a three-day weekend, people are sort of back at work. We got New Year's this weekend. It works out as well with the college this year. The college games are on Saturday on the 31st, and the NFL's on the 1st. Obviously, the college losing the... You know, the January 1st is their day, but whatever, they don't seem to care.
No, they just care about that moolah. That's all that matters.
I mean, sports works, football works on weekends and Christmas on weekends. And I think we need to find a way to jimmy rig the calendar.
Well, we can't do that. I know, right? Just make Christmas the last Sunday of every, right? Like they do with Thanksgiving is the last Thursday, right?
Listen, you just said about. Was it an hour ago? You called into question the fact that Jason Tatum had a birthday party on a Tuesday night for his 5-year-old son, Deuce, and then missed a basketball game, right? And you're like, when I was a kid, all birthday parties were on the weekends. I agree.
It was Saturday.
So baby Jesus born on the 25th. Sorry, baby Jesus. We're going to celebrate your birthday on a Saturday or Sunday every year.
Yeah, I don't know if people would go for that, but I understand.
I don't really think people are going for it. But, I mean, again, I'm just using your logic for a bigger argument.
Okay. Jason Tatum, real quick. Mm. Where are you? I mean, I know you said you, when you read the detail, are you shocked by that? I guess what I can't understand is the Tuesday night birthday party for a 5-year-old.
When your kid's a 5-year-old, his birthday fits into your schedule, not the other way around. That's the way it works.
Right. The kid's not going to go, wait a minute. My birthday was Tuesday. Why are we having a party Saturday?
They do those things. And then you explain to them. I got it. No, I understand. Everybody likes to celebrate their birthday on their birthday. But in this particular case, this is the way it works out for us. So I didn't even honestly like, I mean, that one was a stunner to me. That's a stunner to me. But wasn't the game on a Wednesday?
I thought it was Tuesday night. Tuesday or Wednesday? I'm sorry.
He played last Wednesday. So what game did he miss?
No, he missed the Orlando game. Rob G, when was that a Tuesday? Was it a Friday night? It was an Orlando game. I thought it was during the week. Friday?
Kind of changes the story a
little bit. No, it doesn't. No, what? No, well,
Orlando beat him twice, played him twice in a row. Boston.
But they lost.
So was it the Friday night or was it the Sunday night? Sunday game?
No, it wasn't a weekend. It was during the, because I remember it was Friday.
He played in the Friday night game. He didn't play in the Sunday game. So it must have been a Sunday birthday party.
He should, well, the
it was Sunday, December 18th.
The point is, he should not miss a game for a five-year-old's birthday party.
Correct.
That's the bottom line, okay?
Correct.
I don't understand why we are here. And, Doug, here's my biggest issue. And the NBA, I can't believe there haven't been a class action lawsuit for fraud as far as people buying tickets for games and players not playing, not because they're injured, but because they want to rest or take time off. That's fine. But if I bought tickets for my five-year-old or my kid for Christmas to go to a game to see his favorite player, and he's not playing because he want to go to a birthday party or he wants to rest or whatever it could be, I should be able to get my money back. And I can't believe that fans are accepting this, because I think it's wrong. I think they have done damage to people. I would feel like I got cheated. I really would. Have you gone to a Broadway show and the main star is not there and the understudy? You can go to the box office and say, no, this is not what I want to see. I want my money back or tickets to another show when the star is performing on Broadway. I didn't pay for the understudy.
I agree. I think what they've done is, they've damaged the idea of going to a game. The hardest thing for the next 20 years is going to be to get people to go to games, right? Like, why would you go? Why would you go? I mean, I went to two games at SoFi last week, and one of the main reasons I went was, one was a Thursday night game, one was a Sunday night game. So there wasn't competition in terms of what I'm missing. Because going to a sporting event is not only crazy expensive and it takes time out of your life and out of your day, but it also, you can't watch or do anything else. And you have so much invested financially in it. So, but I agree with you. Like, the NBA players, you know, so many of them not playing, and even the ones that do play a lot and are legitimately hurt, it's the perception of it which hurts NBA fans. Why would I buy a ticket when I can watch it on TV and there's a pretty good chance that my favorite player won't play?
And I'll say this last thing. I know we have our guests ready. I love going to the ballpark. And you know I'm a big baseball fan, so I go to a lot of baseball games. I go to NBA, maybe once or twice an NFL game. But television, I have an 85-inch set in my living room, Doug, okay? Beautiful picture, replays, all that. There's nothing like
the crowd. You get instant replays on your TVs?
You know what I mean.
Wow.
There's nothing better than being in a crowd for a great game.
I'm sorry. For a great game, yes.
Nothing better.
Agreed.
Television does nothing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Robert Smith joins us now on the Dan Patrick Show with Rob Parker. I'm Doug Gottlieb. Of course, Robert is a superstar college NFL player. Buckeyes getting ready to play. We'll ask him about that. I wanted to ask about his Vikings. Of course, covers the NFL on Fox on a weekly basis. Who do you have this weekend, Robert?
What up, Robert?
Hey, what's going on, man? We got the Jets at the Seahawks. I'm excited about this TV setup that Rob has, man.
85
inch TV, and he's got his instant replay.
Hey, I remember when Super Slow Mo was so slow, it was blurry. That's what I used to watch when I was a kid.
That's the old standard def TV. Yes. I remember seeing high def TV the first time, for golf and stuff. It's like, this is unbelievable.
It's like putting on glasses.
I know.
Putting on glasses for the first time. Let's get to your game this weekend, okay? Let's start with the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, what a debacle. Report yesterday they're going to move on from Zach Wilson. What's the energy like, though? What do you think the likelihood of them making this final push to get to the playoffs is?
It's going to be interesting to me. And, you know, going against a Seahawks team that's, also fighting for its playoff life, I mean, I'm going to have to wait and see. I mean, who knows what team is going to show up? Defensively, obviously it's a great team, especially getting Quinnen Williams back and his brother's back there. We all know what Sauce Gardner's been doing. And You know, defensively, they've been great, but offensively, you know, got to find a way to get it done on the road. You know, Mike White, apparently he's been cleared to play and he's supposed to start. So, you know, that'll be positive for the offense. It's just, you just never know what teams are going to show up, man. And I have to, you know, that's the thing. This is my first time, you know, first year calling the NFL games full time. And, you know, you're used to seeing it in college, right? Like a bunch of 19, 20 year old kids, who knows what you're going to get from week to week, but in the NFL, week to week, it's just so hard to figure out what's going to happen. And we had Detroit at Carolina last week, and the way that Detroit had been playing defensively, that, you know, one of the best teams in the league over the last few weeks against the run, you know, giving up, I don't know, something like 70 yards a game, right? And they go, they give up 320 yards in that game. So just rushing, you know what I mean? So it's hard to figure what these teams are going to be. But I think that the Jets team, I think that they're going, you know, when teams get embarrassed, they tend to show up the next week, right? And I think that, you know, they're kind of embarrassed by what happened and with the debacle with Zach Wilson, kind of how that's gone. I think they're going to show up motivated, but I can't wait to see what they're able to do in a really hostile environment up there in Seattle.
I don't want to make excuses. Zach Wilson has not played well, but I'm not going to let the Jets and their organization off the hook. They have done a bad job. Sam Darnold failed there. Zach Wilson, like, it's just a slew.
Geno Smith.
There's a slew.
Mark Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez, another one. Like they have blown all this. And even with the Mike White, as much Jets fans can celebrate Mike White, also hadn't scored a touchdown in the last two games he played in before. Right. He got hurt, so he's not lighting it up. To me, he's Jeremy Lin with a football helmet on. Like, they could kid themselves all they want that he's the savior. I'm not buying it. I'm really not, Robert. The Jets have – I love the defense, but offensively, they have been a disaster for a long time.
Yeah, no question about it. And, you know, we talk about – quarterbacks and, you know, what quarterbacks can do, obviously get so much of the blame and, you know, so much of the credit and praise, but it's quarterback play, right? It's quarterback play, and quarterback play factors in a lot of other elements. You know, what is the offensive line doing? What's the play call? You know, what are the play calls? And, you know, is it a system that the quarterback is comfortable with? There are just so many elements that factor into how a quarterback plays. But that's not making excuses either. I just know, though, that human nature, the reality of it, right, the nature of the position, the pressure that you're under, both mentally and physically, you know, it wears on you. And when guys are getting smacked in the pocket, you know, right after they deliver the ball, before they deliver the ball, and, you know, they're asked to stand in there and deliver time and time again, that clock gets sped up in their head and they make decisions that they shouldn't be making. And, you know, it's Frank Sinatra had it right, man. New York, if you make it there, you can make it anywhere recently, right?
Yeah, no question about it. Okay, let's get to some of the other stuff in the NFL. If there's teams that need to be fixed, right? J.J. Watt, by the way, post on Instagram.
He's going to retire.
His son's first game, my last home game, meaning J.J. Watt's going to retire. All right, so here's the thing. We know that Kyler Murray's under contract. We know that Steve Keim technically is under contract, although that thing is pretty murky. And then the head coach got an extension as well. But you're not going to have Kyler back till, I don't know, midseason next year. And there's all kinds of questions about everyone else's buy-in into Kyler. I put you, Robert, in charge of the Arizona Cardinals. You're the overseer of everything. Have at it.
So basically, you're the captain on the Titanic. What are you doing?
Exactly, man. There are just so many variables in that. It's hard for me to see them moving on, because remember, Cliff Kingsbury signed that extension too, right?
Right.
It's hard for me to see them moving on from him. But, you know, apparently, and, you know, not having done the examination and you know, obviously not being a doctor, I don't know for sure, but apparently Kyler's ACL tear was pretty clear or pretty clean. And they think that this could be one of those faster ACL recoveries where he may actually be ready for the beginning of next season. So with what you've invested in Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury in this past offseason, I think you kind of have to try and make that formula work. You know, what's that going to look like? I mean, I don't know exactly what it looks like, but it's just so hard for me to picture them moving on because there's just so much money invested in those two guys. And you know, with Colt McCoy being there, he's an able backup, but he can't stay healthy. I think you have to bring another guy in there at the quarterback spot, but it's just so hard for me to see them moving on. It's just so much money.
Okay, Robert, go ahead.
I was going to say, Robert, where were you on the Jeff Saturday hire? Were you rah-rah as a former player? Hey, you don't need to be any coaching experience. You just need to be the leader of men, a former player, and you could rally the troops? Or did you think it was a debacle waiting to happen? And it's been a debacle. Where are you on Jeff Saturday?
Yeah, and you know we had called a Colts game and. You know, obviously things didn't go the way that they had expected. And you talk about a situation where, you know, you need to surround people, you know, with the elements that can help them succeed. You know, there are a lot of things that went wrong there. I didn't like it personally. I thought it was an insult to the people that were in the building. But then again, you know, you have to understand sometimes, like, the coaches that are on that staff, you believe that they want to be the head coaches, but sometimes it's like they're so focused on their side of the ball or what it is that they do specifically, and some of them are like, they know how bad it is. Like, I don't want to take off this ship either. You know what I mean? So I don't know exactly what conversations happened, but to me, just from the outside, not knowing exactly what happened in there, I didn't like it, because I think you should at least give a coach on that staff an opportunity, but that's assuming that one of those coaches on the staff actually wanted to take over that sinking ship.
Yeah, you know, I think the mistake was he named a guy who hadn't called plays, but like, if you're, this is what I think you meant, or when you started, like, if you're going to be inexperienced, surround yourself with a ton of experience, and he hired an inexperienced play caller. And I mean, the Minnesota one is the one that's going to people are going to point to. You're up 33-0.
Right.
You know, every ball, like, again, I've never played quarterback in the NFL. Rob's never played quarterback in the NFL. Robert, you've played in the NFL and been a Pro Bowler, but you've never played. But all of us know, like, that ball should be snapped with 1 second on the play clock. Every snap.
Right.
Run the football 90% of the time and just figure out a way to. There's a math to it. They should have to drive, what, five times? Five.
Don't help them.
Right.
Don't help them. Don't help them.
And it was unbelievable. Speaking of the Vikings, they're the best, what do they have, 11 wins? The worst 11-win team. Most people don't buy into
12 wins.
Oh, I'm sorry. 12 wins. The worst 12-win team that people just don't buy into the Vikings. I don't know. Is it just, Robert, every game is a one-possession game, or they don't believe in Kirk Cousins, or
no, it's the Cousins thing,
and
isn't
the
it?
Defense.
Is there a question? You were both kind of going there, and I'm sure this has happened a lot with you two on the air. But so is it the Kirk? Are you asking me? You know, why do people doubt them, or do I believe in them?
Why do people doubt them and not take them seriously despite 12 wins?
Yeah, I think it's all those factors, right? I mean, they were 6-8 last year in one score games. This year they're 11-0. I mean, that's unheard of. And, you know, the way that they've won those games combined with, you know, the doubt in Kirk Cousins, and, you know, people say, well, you know, hey, in the big moment, but there have been plenty of those big moments this year, right? And I think the addition of TJ Hockenson in there, you know, with what Justin Jefferson's been able to do and Dalvin Cook's been able to do, I mean, I believe in them on that side of the ball. My problem's on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, they've had some injuries at the back end. end of the defense, a defense that had a lot of problems this year, with big plays, giving up big plays in the passing game anyway. That's my bigger concern, especially going against, you know, this Green Bay team that's gotten so hot. And, you know, they're going to have to play them up there this time. That could be a real problem. So I think, you know, people that have their doubts, you know, they might have more ammunition for the doubts after this weekend.
Obviously, you come off that Carolina annihilation of Detroit. We're watching Tampa just kind of hang on, right? They need Arizona to collapse in order for them to win that game and maintain their lead in the NFC South. But just best guess, Tom Brady play football next year?
I know, my goodness.
Will Tom Brady play next year?
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he will.
Just not in Tampa?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be in Tampa. I think there are a lot of teams around the league that would take a flyer on him, right? That would say, hey, I want to see whatever if he's going to be 46 at that time. I'll take a chance on Tom Brady. But I think, you know, just kind of what's going on in his personal life, just kind of the way that the season's gone with all the issues that they've had, with their offensive line, and it hasn't been as clean as he would have wanted it to be. It's just kind of the way that it seems with him. I think he's going to be back.
Robert Smith joining us from, of course, Fox NFL, the former running back with the Vikings and Ohio State star. Rob, you were talking about Brady. I know teams can't help but say, oh, yeah, well, we'll give him a flyer and maybe he'll be better for us. But he hasn't played well this year. Can we be honest? How come people aren't willing to say that? Because he hasn't played well. If you really look at him, he's missed throws. They've struggled in the red zone. They haven't had all the injuries that maybe some other quarterbacks have. What have you seen that's different about Tom Brady this year?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, he has missed some of those throws, but again, we talk about the situation would have to be perfect for him, and the problem with that scenario, like if you've got that offensive line that is that good, then you probably have a quarterback that's performing well, so you don't need him anyway. It was kind of a perfect situation for him in Tampa because they did have that, right? Like they had pretty much all those pieces in place, and they were able to get a guy like him who isn't mobile and, you know, is not going to, you know, slide or climb and make any kind of escape plays. So I think it would be harder to find that situation for him to go to. But I think you're right in a sense that some of those plays, he hasn't made some of those throws. But, man, you know, some of the comebacks, too. I think what was the one, the Saints game, and, yeah. What we saw this past weekend. Like, his performance at crunch time, if he's in a situation where, end of the game, he's going to have an opportunity to win it. I mean, who would you pick over him? I mean, apart from the young guys that aren't going anywhere.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I just want one other follow-up. Todd Bowles down in Tampa Bay. I think he really let Tom Brady run amok and mess that team up as far as the way he handled them. The 11 days mission for training camp, he's on vacation.
What was his, Rob,
no,
what was his on. Choice?
No,
what
do you mean, what was his choice? He's the coach.
Rob,
what about
Rob.
The other 52 guys? Doug, I don't want to hear this. Let me get my question out.
Rob, but again, I want you, I'm trying to, I'm helping you out.
No, you're
here.
Not
like,
helping
what,
me. You're
what
not
was
helping
his
me.
Choice?
Let him finish the question. Let him finish the question
yes.
and then help him.
Yes. But Robert, I get it. It's Tom Brady. But if he wants to play, if you're Todd Bowles, and say, Robert, you're on the team, and Tom Brady takes 11 days off for training camp. I've never seen it in the NFL, ever. I've been covering the league since 1987. He also goes to Robert Kraft's wedding during the season and misses a walkthrough. I never saw that. Even Bill Belichick didn't go to the wedding. You know why? He was working. And then he became a distraction all year with his personal life and the divorce and all the other stuff. Why? Why would you accept that from as a head coach? about from anybody. I get the Tom Brady, and I get his resume, and I know what he's done. If you're playing, either you're in or you're out. Which one is it?
Yeah, but, I mean, how do you think that that actually manifested itself in what happened on the field? Because take all of those things into consideration, and, yeah, there. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there are some guys in the locker room like, you got to be kidding me. You know what I mean? Like, there are no doubt that there were some of those guys, and maybe even a good number of those guys. But do you think that that actually changed the way that the team played, or do you think that it was stacked up injuries, especially on the offensive line, that was a bigger factor in kind of how they performed at at their worst this year?
I get that everybody has to fight through injuries, but I thought Tom Brady has been a total distraction this year. I really do. And in football more than any other sport, I think it's important. And I think the bending over backwards for him just wound up being ridiculous.
I
agree with you. Those things were ridiculous, and I'm sure that there were some players that were upset about it. The question is, do you think that a Tom Brady, who's been around the league and been around this group of receivers as long as he has, do you think that it actually impacted his play or anybody else's play to a significant degree?
I would love to keep going, but I know we're up against it. Thank you.
Because the answer was is that the one you're looking for? Great, Rob. Great stuff as
Robert,
always.
Thank you, buddy. Happy New Year.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Happy New Year.
Robert's the best. This family turns heads, brains, beauty, athleticism. All they need now is for you to drive them off the lot. Mercedes-Benz family of SUVs, a family of unrivaled vehicles, waiting for your local dealer. I'll handle the Tom Brady thing with Rob Parker. Next in the Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I can eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or, I don't know, take over a minute to down a 2-liter? Well, if you have, then you're going to love Pick 6. It's the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how you play it during the playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they will have more or less of a stat, rebounds, points, assists, and more. Also, you track your picks, play against others for a shot to win at some big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now. Use the promo code DPSHOW for a chance to win huge cash prizes. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan the Danettes. So, Rob, here's the part that I was trying to relate to you, okay? Is you're right. It's like people are like, you should trade Russell Wilson, you should cut Russell Wilson, or the Packers should, you know, whatever with it. Like, you can be right, but it doesn't mean it can actually happen because, like, Aaron Rodgers ain't retiring. He's got $59 million.
No, he's getting that money. Are you kidding?
No, absolutely. No doubt. And the Packers can't get rid of him because there's too much dead cap money. You won't be able to field a
team.
Can
I give you a Tom Brady stat from the game against the Cardinals?
Sure.
He had five passes of over 7 yards. Is that, Chris, is that all got it backwards? Five passes of seven passes for over 5 yards. That's okay. Who he is.
I understand that he's been dink and dunk and everything underneath. I'll also point out, and like this is me, the Charger guy, pushing back at like Dan Orlovsky. Why don't they throw the ball down the field? Like, hey, dude, if you can't protect a guy, he's got to get rid of it quick. That's just a reality. And Brady especially, like, he's never been mobile. He's always been on his spot. If you can't protect him, especially up the middle, like, he's got to get rid of it quick. Got to get absolutely rid of it quick. So you're not wrong. Here's the point. Right? For Tom Brady, he hasn't been as good as he had been previously. Now, am I okay saying that you're a Tom Brady hater? Is that right?
No, we talked about it earlier. That's not the world we live in. Just because I'm not on board doesn't make me a hater of Tom Brady.
You're right.
Tom Brady is a great quarterback, but he's been very lucky. He's been very lucky in his career.
No. You called him the luckiest,
All time. The Loat.
Come on, man.
He's been lucky. Can you say he's been lucky?
What is luck?
The first Super Bowl, he coughed up the football to the Raiders, and the officials gave it back to Tom Brady and the Patriots. Okay,
the tuck rule.
Okay,
the tuck
rule. But he got lucky there.
Listen, Rob, we don't need to go through it.
Okay. Because
I know you made a cottage industry out of this. Okay, but when a guy has been to 10 Super Bowls and won 7 of them. And is widely considered by his contemporaries the greatest of all time. When you call him the luckiest of all time, and I'll grant you that we only wish people luck before the game and then they win. We never actually give credit to luck. I agree with you on that level. But when you call a guy who's the most accomplished man at the most important position in all of sports, the luckiest of all time, that's into the hater territory. Okay. And you've been waiting for this day for him to fall off, and maybe the day has come. The issue with it is you're like, why did Todd Bowles, like, dude, do you think Todd Bowles had a choice in any of this stuff?
Yeah, but when they get rid of Todd Bowles, they're not going to say, you did whatever, Tom Brady. They'll be like.
But that's how all jobs work. All jobs work.
I couldn't coach under those circumstances.
Okay, so don't take the job. That Byron Leftwich turned down the Jacksonville Jaguars job because they wouldn't let him bring his own GM with him. That's fine. We'll find a coach.
Coaches don't usually bring their GMs.
No, but they're usually tied hand in hand with the GM.
You don't. Most ownership does not allow the coach to pick the GM. I wouldn't have hired him.
That's what happened in Buffalo. Brandon, how do you think they came upon Brandon Bean? You know, he came from Carolina with McDermott. So it does happen. They are tied at the hip, right? When the GM has to fire the coach, the GM then becomes in question, and the coach wants to work for the same guy. Rob Parker, I'm Doug Gottlieb. It's Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. We didn't solve any of the world's problems.
No, we did not.
None.
And at least we had.
Are you
going to
unblock me on Twitter now?
Yeah, our feud is over officially or not?
Officially over.
Okay.
2023 is on the horizon, Rob. We got to hug it out.
Okay, I'll unblock you. Okay.
Oh! That's great. Have a great day.
All
Dan Patrick
you too.
Show on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.